This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Yona Harvey reading But For Now the Music Swings from Her Lacquered Radio. Ezra Charles Drive, Cincinnati, Ohio, circa 1980. Snuffed out candlewick shadow disappears in the shimmer of her snuff cans. The silver cylinders cradle the powder she's prone to pucker, her lower lip smooth with the stuff. She takes her time. This is her time, her mind space. Her words pinch in slow motion, though nobody's home, and she ain't studying you. She knows when to leave her imaginings. No tobacco cancer concerns this eve. It's all banana pudding feet in slippers, vanilla wafer-colored waves in wigs. She'll leave this realm at 65, much to her children and husband's surprise. About this poem. This poem began over 25 years ago in a Cave Canem workshop with the late Michael S. Harper. Harper had us working in syllabics, something I'd never done. I was trying to write about my birthplace and didn't even know Ezra Charles was a beloved boxer and heavyweight champion. Of course, Harper knew and shared that Charles's name clued readers to the neighborhood and its people. Also, grandmother poems were getting dissed then, tired, cliched, overdone, etc. I get it. But all my poems are grandmother poems. These women give me sound and life. Here I aim for compression, a snapshot of my mother's mother.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.